If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio.
Yeah, you are.
I'm Chris Pepperhicks Stanley.
I'm Chris from Brooklyn.
The third man.
I am the third man. But the second man is dead. Bronx Johnny, dead.
Wait. Well, I know he's not here tonight. I didn't know he was dead.
Well, remember how on Monday he didn't show up to my girlfriend's birthday party?
Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah, well,
he was not missed, by the way.
No, absolutely not.
Fantastic meal had by all.
Yeah, he's very uncouth at the dinner table. But, now he's dead, so it doesn't...
Oh, my God. I guess you killed him.
No, I didn't kill him. Apparently, he ate some bad barbecue. I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, because we can't get in contact with Johnny a lot of times, so we just look at his Facebook to see what's going on with him.
His phone is often turned off.
Sure.
And by turned off, I mean disconnected. He doesn't keep his phone off. It's disconnected because he doesn't pay the bill.
Stop attacking Johnny.
I'm not attacking him. He's dead.
Then you're speaking ill of the dead.
Well, that I am doing. I have no problem with that. They're dead. They can't hear us.
Ouch. That's messed up because I know whenever you're out, I'm always covering for you. Whenever Chris is out, I'm like, listen, everybody get off his back. He had something really important to do. He had something very, very touchy to take care of, and we're going to cover for him. Everything's going to be fine.
The only time I've ever missed this podcast, exactly the same amount of times you've missed this podcast, one time, you and Johnny talked about how I was fucking myself in the ass with a monolith dildo.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
You're 100% correct, actually.
And, not to speak ill of the dead, but that piece of shit Johnny was a lying spick bastard.
See, when you say when you start throwing out racial slurs, and we're two white guys in the room, and we don't have the minority in here.
No, it's cool, because I was just joking with my dead friend's ghost.
Look, I guess Bronx Johnny's dead. The time to mourn will be later, but right now, I got a weird email earlier in the week. That I was reading this email, I had no idea what was going on. I forwarded it to Chris.
I knew exactly what was going on.
Tell everyone what the hell has happened, because apparently there was an imposter in our midst.
Well,
shouldn't try to say that word.
There was a show on YouTube that was calling themselves, it was a podcast, it was just a show, and the show was called High Society Radio. Now,
were we doing it? Were people just uploading our show to YouTube?
Here's the funny thing. One of the topics was bitcoins. Another one of the topics, legalized marijuana. Another one of the topics, catfishing.
Wait. And it wasn't us talking about it?
It was absolutely not us.
It's really easy to pigeonhole this radio show. Or podcast, if you want to call it that.
But it's crazy because I thought maybe it was just... I didn't even listen to the whole thing. I just clicked it. I thought maybe somebody threw up one of our... which somebody did. The way I found it is because somebody... the username is Frunkus with like five R's.
Sure, Frunkus, yeah. Five R Frunkus.
Threw up our Night of 100 podcast episode, which...
Nice.
Listening back to...
I was proud of that show. We dominated Night of 1000.
It was awful. I re-listened to it.
I remember talking about Rambo. I thought that went well.
That was, I still enjoyed that. Because there was a lot of you playing that clip of, they would have raped her 40 times.
Oh my, I don't even remember that part of the movie. And we're talking about Rambo, the latest one that happened, not Rambo 1.
That's how long ago this was, though.
Jesus Christ. Time is going by way too quickly.
Yeah. Also in that show, Bronx Johnny very upset that Kanye West didn't win a Grammy. Not to speak ill of the dead, but Bronx Johnny, huge Kanye fan.
Really?
Apparently. Back then, he, in 2011, he was. Was that 2011? 2008?
I don't know, man. I don't want to think about how long ago everything was.
So, but I found this in the in the suggested videos, and it was high.
Sure.
Now, I had no idea these people had ever saw our show or uh-huh. listened to our show, knew we existed. But I took it to Twitter, and big ups to the guys at More Like Radio. They got it out there. They helped me get it out there.
That there was an imposter High Society Radio on YouTube.
There were some comments on there, shitting on them a bit. Some uh-huh. people were very PC and just simply said, you people are frauds. Kindly yeah. Google the real High Society Radio. You couldn't hold a candle to them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So people did come to bat for us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because these guys had almost 1,000 views on YouTube, and I'm thinking that's
those
just...
Those are our 1,000 goddamn views!
Exactly. And, you know... You know, YouTube gives you like a fraction of a cent per view. So that's like.
Do you have
bucks.
Their audio? Is their audio still up there?
No, they took it down.
Damn it. You know how badly I would love to listen to this? Do you understand how much I would like to listen to this goddamn radio show?
I probably should have told you about it when I found out about it, but I decided to just take it to the streets.
See, you gotta let me know about these things because I got a weird rambling email. After that, I guess after this, I didn't know any of this was going on.
I didn't really think you would get this. I like to keep things away from you and Johnny. I know certain things upset you guys.
Look.
I like to handle the day-to-day.
I like being upset, obviously.
Yeah, but I feel like you could be more upset with, like, waiting for a drug dealer.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
But do you want me to read the email?
I would love for you to read this email.
Okay, you've already read it, but we'll read it to people out there. It starts off by saying, subject, High Society Radio ripoff, and explanation. So they're explaining themselves. Now, mind you, let's bring back to the fact that I had no idea that these people knew we existed. It's just a cool-sounding name.
Sure.
Okay. Hi. Let me start off by letting you know that the fake High Society Radio video, that they should have put a comma in there, is off of
YouTube.
You
don't need to be a grammar Nazi. Just get the goddamn fucking thing out.
It was hard to read.
Out.
I've had a couple of beers. I also want to apologize for ripping you off. You see, I didn't even know about the real High Society Radio. I have a friend who has bouts of obsession with different things.
So do I. Every Saturday and Friday night.
Exactly. More like radio weekend lineup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last year, he was obsessed with Mr. Leahy of the show Trailer Park Boys.
Who isn't? I love Mr. Leahy. These guys seem pretty cool already.
Hold on. He dressed up like him, aspired to drink as much as him, and did. Got into fights he couldn't win at frat parties. It was a real mess. Now, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe he found out about Trailer Park Boys listening to this very podcast. We talk about it pretty often.
Oh, sure.
So, he fell out of the Leahy phase and is now in full swing of his next obsession, which is Ron and Fez.
Nice.
And then
good
in parentheses,
thing to be obsessed with.
In parentheses, and friends.
All right.
Well, we haven't been referencing
like
the Ron.
Blowhard and like, what, Big A?
Those are your boys, right?
I love both of those people.
So, those are friends of the Ron and Fez show. Doesn't make he must be have li, ha, must have been listening to the Ron and Fez show for quite some time because we haven't been on Sirius XM for years.
Quite a while.
2008, according to that Frunkus video.
Jesus Christ. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so then after he says that he's obsessed with the Ron and Fez show, it says, he has been making pedophile jokes for the past 3.5 months now, which has become extremely obnoxious, and he finally stopped after I went apeshit on him about it. He kept bugging me to do a podcast, and so I did. He told me to call it High Society Radio, which I hadn't known it was a thing already. My apologies. My friend is just a radically obsessed fan.
Fucking radio war right now.
Radio war with a show that did one episode and doesn't really exist anymore.
It was only one episode?
It was only one.
Damn it.
It still annoyed me.
So why wouldn't you send this to me immediately? I would have loved to have listened to it. At least rip it so we could play it on this show. You got to think here, man.
I mean, I honestly didn't realize that we'd have such an over swell of support to get these assholes off the radio.
They don't sound like assholes. They like Kid Tucky jokes. They like Trailer Park Boys. And they like us.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Ron and Fez.
Those are all things we like.
Yes.
We like us. We like Trailer Park Boys.
Well, I hate myself, but that's a whole other show.
Yeah, but you like us as an idea.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's an abstract concept. But yeah, so we don't even have their audio. I don't know if there was any jokes in there or what.
When you were listening, were there any jokes?
I didn't hear any.
Ouch. Whatever. These guys are cool. I like these guys. I want to meet Mr. Leahy.
So I mean, if they're listening to this, you're extending the olive branch. You're offering to have them on.
I'll talk to them via email. Well, maybe we can call them up. These guys are great, though. How could you not love them?
They stole our name. Blatantly. They purposely stole our name.
So?
And this, the video date was in 2013. So we had been doing regular shows again. It wasn't like when we were on a hiatus for that time where we were just not really doing shows. We were doing one show every couple of months just to turn mics on and talk into them.
Get it on.
Exactly.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. I guess we'll start partying with these guys. I don't know.
If they're in New York, whatever, they can come see me at the bar. I'll pour them some shots.
See, that's nice of you. Are they from New York?
Shots are going to have roofies in them. I'm taking them in the back, cut their nuts off. I don't like these guys. Stole our name, Stanley. There's power in names.
I don't know. Wasn't there a porn magazine called High Society?
And we stole their name, and they didn't do shit because those guys are pussies. And that's why they did a porn magazine.
Wasn't there like a jazz band called High Society? There was also something else that like registered High Society radio.
Yeah, after us. And I'm in the process of... You can retroactively buy a copyright. So since we used...
All right, let's buy Coke then.
You can't because Coca-Cola owns that. See, nobody owns a High Society radio copyright.
Oh, okay. But wait, so how do you... It's not retroactively buying
trademark,
it.
A trademark. You can retroactively... No, you can say that you were the first person to use it.
Uh-huh.
For profit. So you can get... We couldn't get High Society, but we could get High Society radio if we wanted to. That's how... Like, you just have to file for the trademark and say that anybody else that has it hasn't been using it as long as us.
You know what?
And all you have to do is prove that you intend to eventually make a profit off of it.
You remind me of a drunk lawyer, and I'm loving everything you're saying. How many did you have before you came up here?
Four.
Be honest. Two, I know when you're lying.
Two shots and two beers.
Oh,
I didn't eat much today.
So you slam a couple of shots, have a couple of tall boys?
I was going to have one shot.
You look sweaty. I thought something was weird when you started talking tonight.
I drank those beers right after jiu-jitsu.
That's good. Beat people up and get drunk.
That's how
the
I
Chris
would.
From Brooklyn story. Or get drunk and beat people up. Either or. I love it. So, yeah, I am extending the olive branch to these guys. They have my email. Email me the audio of the show, and I want to listen to it because I haven't gotten to listen to it. Chris took it upon himself to go after you assholes.
Listen, I don't think you should care that much.
No, I'm just curious. God, I can't believe Johnny's dead.
I know. That was crazy, right?
That is crazy. Oh, I didn't even plug any of our shit. You're listening to High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. You heard about our Twitter account earlier because Chris was attacking people stealing from us. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And we are on, of course, our benefactors, the MoreLikeRadio.com network. MoreLikeRadio.com. Listen to all the great shows on MoreLikeRadio.com. We're one of them. Coming up next after this show is what? Brain Stew?
Brain Stew.
I love stewing brains. That's my shit. Speaking of food, there's a new, there's some fancy new steakhouse opened up right around the corner from where Chris works.
You talking about M.Well Steakhouse?
This is M.Well Steakhouse.
You've been obsessed with this place since they reopened. They used to be a diner, and now they're a steakhouse.
Yeah, there are a couple of French-Canadians, or one French-Canadian dude and his girlfriend. And if you were in New York, this is an incredibly local story, a local thing to talk about. But if you're in New York, when this diner was open, it was called M.Well's Diner, there was literally a hour-long wait all day long. Especially on the weekends, it was just an hour at least. I mean, this place was just incredibly popular. ridiculously popular. But then they got too popular, and their landlord wanted to jack up the rent because he only signed a year lease, and so they disappeared for a while. So everyone was like, oh, my God, when are these guys going to open a new place? They opened a new place. Chris, you want to go with me?
I will go. I actually had some blood sausage from there yesterday. From Amwell Steakhouse. Somebody
really?
Brought me some blood sausage.
Because when I was talking to you about it, you were doing nothing but saying, fuck you, Amwell's.
No, I wasn't. You were trying to get me pissed off that they opened a steakhouse around the corner from the place that I sell sandwiches.
It is weird, though, because I went on to the Yelp. You know what Yelp is, right? Are you familiar with Yelp?
I've heard of it. I don't really know. I'm not familiar.
It's an website that gives people, that is a place for everyone to write their reviews of various things they use. For this, it's this oddest thing. At this steakhouse, they're a steakhouse. Steakhouse is in their name. All anyone talks about is their Caesar salad and how great the Caesar salad is. How great could a Caesar salad be?
Not very.
I'm not. I haven't had it. I haven't eaten there. I've only heard good things about the place. But it's very odd when every single review is just talking about a Caesar salad and it's a steakhouse.
Actually, the picture that comes up on Google is a picture of the Caesar salad.
What the fuck?
It doesn't look very good.
You'd think a steak would be the thing that...
Here's a picture of the steak. Looks way better than the Caesar salad. They got some poutine going on. That looks good, too.
Yeah, I'm all about poutine, bro.
I don't know what kind of cake this is, but that shit looks delicious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have, like, escargot and, like... bone marrow, you know, it's just ridiculously rich food.
But that's steakhouse food.
Mm.
They got some low reviews on here.
Let's go tonight.
You want to go tonight?
No, I'm broke. I can't afford. I'm eating hot dogs tonight and every night.
Nice hot dog stew.
Mm. Salty papas, dog.
We'll go sometime soon. It'll be
that's fun. Good.
Nice and gay. their steaks are really expensive though.
Good, you're paying, right?
No. That looks pretty good. What is that? Stack of pork chops with anchovy butter. See, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike that stupid Caesar salad.
Well, it's just that I just found it to be the oddest thing that a Caesar salad was the most talked about, hyped thing on a menu. It's a goddamn steakhouse. They also have gooey duck. If you're not familiar with the gooey duck, people at home, Google it. It'll weird you the fuck out.
I actually am not familiar with gooey duck.
Spelled Geoduck. Geoduck. And not Geodude, the Pokemon. Remember that, Chris.
Okay, I'll remember. What exactly is this? It's pretty weird. Oh, is that a conch?
It's a clam, bro.
Yeah.
It's like a giant dick.
It does look like a giant, wrinkly cock.
It's actually quite creepy.
Yeah.
But who doesn't love a good gooey duck, right?
I guess me.
All right, so... The guys who ripped us off, email me and try. I want to hear the show because I didn't get to hear shit.
Yeah, I wonder if they're. I wonder if they're doing well.
I think so. I mean, if one guy's constantly acting like a crazy drunk gay guy, I mean, how could they be going bad?
That guy seems like he has a mental problem. If he's like he's dressing up like Mr. Leahy, and then all of a sudden he just decides that he wanted to steal our identity.
Listen, if anyone wants my identity, they could fucking have it. The amount of bills I have and unpaid loans.
Yeah, but you get all those free cigarettes.
That's true. But I have a lot of debt. Just thinking about the other day.
It's too bad your debt wasn't prison debt that you could pay off with free cigarettes.
I know. It'd be fucking great. Like, hey, I could just send a bunch of cartons over to SUNY Purchase or Hunter. Like, does this make a square, bro? Come on.
Maybe you could trade it for doggy coins.
Wait, what's a doggy coin? Oh, yeah, it's kind of like a Bitcoin.
Yeah, and they're sponsoring the Jamaica bobsled team this year.
I read that. One of the fucking Bitcoin guys. They're called doggy coins. They're just another kind of Bitcoin. They're gonna send the Jamaica bobsled team over to...
Well, it's a two-man. They're actually kind of skimping because it is only a two-man team this year.
That's not bad, though.
I mean, there's two and a four-man. I mean, they're doing pretty well. They should maybe spring for some four-man.
It's really odd that stupid movie really gave the Jamaicans their bobsled thing. Like, they're still going with that. You think it would have been one and done?
It was until this, I believe.
Well, I guess I'm a fucking moron.
Let me make sure.
You think Johnny's in heaven or hell?
I would say heaven. Heaven.
I would say hell.
Yeah, you would say? Why?
Because he's a bad person.
I mean, he was a bad person, but he was Catholic, so I'm sure he just confessed on his deathbed.
I doubt he was even conscious for his deathbed confession.
Was he speaking in tongues, though? Maybe he was speaking in tongues, and that's like the translation for whatever he was babbling in tongues was just his deathbed confession.
Don't you say that. I don't think he... Catholics don't speak in tongues. It's just...
If the devil's possessed him, they do.
That's a good point.
Maybe the devil was trying to get back into heaven through Johnny's body, and that's how he died.
Do you know if, like, Baptists have exorcisms?
I have no idea. I really, other than Catholics, I don't know of anybody doing exorcisms.
I love that the Catholics have, like, an exorcism squad. Like, a bunch of dudes that will exorcise shit for you.
Yeah.
Unlike the things you hear of, like, parents who end up killing their kids because they were exorcising demons from them and not feeding them.
Yeah.
And the kid was just autistic and not possessed by the devil.
Bleeding them out a little. You know, get the toxins out.
Finally.
Yeah.
Get those autism toxins out. Jay McCarthy should have been an autism exorcist.
Maybe.
Did she stop doing that? I know for a while she was like all anti-vitamins or... No, not anti-vitamins.
She's anti-vaccine. She's still doing that. I think she recently threatened to
sue people. She just thinks kids should smoke blue cigarettes.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's definitely better than vaccines for warding off diseases. It's basically a cancer vaccine.
I wish. If only, man.
You still smoking those e-cigarettes?
I lay off them. They're bad for me. Because I smoke the e-cigarettes, but then I keep smoking the regular cigarettes. So it's like I'm smoking constantly. Whenever I enter the outside world, I light a cigarette. When I was going inside, I'll just smoke an e-cigarette.
That's good. I mean,
it's not.
It seems like it's probably good for your blood pressure.
Oh, my blood pressure's great.
Is it really? Because of the e-cigs?
No, that's a lie.
Oh. When was the last time you went to a doctor?
I went to a doctor the last week of December, and they said they thought I had pneumonia.
Wait, an Austrian doctor?
No, dude. When I got back, I went to the doctor because I was really sick, and then they said I should come back as soon as I get better, and I haven't. That same doctor said I have a horrifyingly low level of vitamin D in my blood.
Horrifyingly low.
Yeah, she was. She didn't mince words. It's Health Talk with Chris and Chris.
Well, I bought you some vitamin D. I keep forgetting to bring it to you.
That's gay. Just like us going to the steak dinner together, just us two, and you paying. I feel like
I'm not going to pay for that. Still not paying.
Have you been watching Justin Bieber's crazy-ass breakdown?
No, I don't know anything about it.
He just got busted for a Dewey. And they found a bunch of drugs and shit in his house a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, what's a bunch of drugs?
They said they found, like, some scissor and some Xanax and some weed and some coke.
But what's some?
I don't know. They just said that they've just found some drugs in his fucking house.
Maybe he's just trying to get a collection going. Drive to Vegas.
He was never cool enough to do that. And so, yeah, he just got busted for resisting arrest and a Dewey for driving the goddamn car drunk.
Oh,
I hope that kid's going to be okay.
I think he'll be fine. Maybe we'll hang out with the second ever Jamaican bobsled team in Russia. There's only two.
Oh, really? It was just that first one?
It was just that first one, yeah. They didn't have silly names like in the movie, apparently.
What were their names in the movie? I can't remember.
One of their names was Sanka Coffee.
Oh, my God.
And one of their names was Yul Brynner. So they completely just lied to us in that movie.
It was really weird in... When I was coming back from Jamaica, and I was I think it was the Kingston Airport. I went to a bar that they had a smoking bar, and in the smoking bar they said Cool Runnings playing on loop.
That's what's up, man.
No, it's not. I'd kill myself if I worked at the airport
in Jamaica and they were just. I feel like they could find other things about. They should play Shatos. Find Jamaican film.
There's not a lot of Jamaican films, if you think about it. What are they going to do? Predator?
That's a Jamaican. That took place in Jamaica. And it's about a guy with dreads. Guy. It's about a Jamaican guy fighting gentrification in Jamaica. That's what it's about.
I thought they were in the goddamn in Asia. No, no, they were in South America, right?
No, they were clearly in Jamaica. Why else would that guy have dreads?
I feel like an idiot.
That guy with the hair lip had dreads and a crazy shoulder cannon.
Has there been a good Predator film since the first one?
I watched the last one with Lawrence Fishburne. It was really bad.
Was that Predators?
It was Predators, yeah. It was a Predator
awful.
Planet.
I hate the fact that for some reason Hollywood is just pushing skinny action heroes on us. Adrian Brody is not an action hero.
Was he like a sniper or something in that movie?
I don't care. He was a real badass tough guy in it.
Just like in real life.
Yeah. I'm sure nobody's broken that massive schnoz before.
His best role was definitely in, what was the movie with Mickey Rourke and Tupac?
Bullet.
Bullet, yeah. Where he played the younger artistic brother of Mickey Rourke.
That was a good movie.
It wasn't really, but it's definitely fun to watch.
That is, yeah. If anybody hasn't seen Bullet with Tupac and Mickey Rourke, Bullet with an I, not an E.
You should. Yeah, we're not talking about Steve McQueen here.
Yeah.
And I mean the actual Steve McQueen, not Steve McQueen, the director of 12 Years a Slave. Jesus.
Are you racist?
No, I'm just trying to let people know that there was a Steve McQueen before the director.
I'm just, apparently you hate slaves.
You hate slaves.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think slavery is an abhorrent condition.
Yeah, but you actually hate the slaves. You think, listen, they're so lazy, they never do anything I ask them to do. God.
You mean my personal slaves?
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, it's really just my cat, and it was Johnny, but now he's dead.
So you had Bronx Johnny, our co-hosts, in indentured servitude.
Yeah. I mean, he really shouldn't have taken that loan.
This is a horrible realization I've just come to. And you're just a bad person.
How's that made me a bad person?
He you needed enslaved his another back human.
On. He needed his lights back on. I turned him on.
You're like a goddamn comic book supervillain. You know that? Just taking advantage of people and using them. God knows what kind of sort of sick bisexual ways. I don't know what the hell you do at
some
night.
Some sort of venom symbiote?
Sure. I know what venom you're fucking giving him, though.
That jism.
Oh, my God. Why wasn't there ever a white Spider-Man villain called Jism?
I can think of a couple of reasons. One, it would violate the comics code.
What comic code?
You don't remember that little A, the stamp in the corner of the comic book that says authority? This comic does not violate the comics code.
I think they put way too much belief into that goddamn comic code thing. They could have just done whatever they wanted.
Yeah, there's no actual, there's no FCC for comic books.
Hell yeah.
Despite the fact that net neutrality is gone because we live in a prison planet.
What happened with net neutrality? I was reading about it, but I just,
it's just gone. Like, they don't, I mean, nothing has happened yet. They haven't, like, what? I mean, now they have the right to, say you want to go to newtrashcity.com to get your news.
Yeah. Because that's what I do.
That's the number one news source on the net, really, newtrashcity.com.
It's like Drudge Report, but better.
With more dicks.
Yeah. Lots of dicks.
All your dick news, newtrashcity.com. Yeah. Now, let's say you need that.
Uh-huh, I do.
But Comcast has a problem with NewTrashCity.com.
All right.
Because they got their own dick news site.
Okay.
It's called CNN.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So now they just make it hard to get to NewTrashCity.com and really easy to get to CNN.com for all your dick news.
Now, how do they make it easy or harder? I still type the same thing in CNN or NewTrashCity.
They cup the balls.
See, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and I was following what you were saying, and now you just lost me, and you made everyone listening feel stupid for believing in you.
No, but they just, you know how sometimes it takes a long time to get to a website?
Okay, you mean loading time.
Yeah, but they just do that on purpose. They just give you less bandwidth.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. So for alternate entertainment sites like a more like radio.com,
yeah,
perhaps that loads slower, and an iHeartRadio.com.
Don't talk
faster.
About the competition.
I'm just saying that could be a problem.
You could just make something up. The More Like Radio guys get really mad at me when this shit comes up.
Well, luckily they don't have my email.
Fuck. I'm gonna start just forwarding all their shit to you.
I just threw my BlackBerry away, so I'm not.
You had, wait. You had a BlackBerry?
I have lots of phones.
That's weird. BlackBerry just signed a deal with, like, the Pentagon or whatever that, like, saved the entire company. So, like, everyone in the defense industry is going to now have a BlackBerry. and they will also be made fun of by everyone else in the government. The BlackBerry is a sad death to a cell phone. Did you ever have one?
Yeah, I've owned BlackBerries in the
past. Oh, yeah. Get that corporate email, dog, that touchy.
I mean, I feel like BlackBerry, I mean, it's just the new, it's the new flip phone. It's the new cheaper phone.
I saw a guy with a flip phone last night, or no, not last night, a few nights ago. I was like, that guy's an asshole. And I thought to myself, I'm thinking this just because the dude has a fucking flip phone. Maybe I'm the asshole. It was a big moment in my life. Maybe wait, you just checking the BlackBerry stock? Did you buy some?
No, I didn't buy any. I did buy some WWE stock after they announced that network. It's gone up.
You're smart, brother.
Yeah, look, check. See? Holy shit. I bought it here, and now it's here.
It's
only like $3.
Still.
Yeah.
You're investing up a storm.
Something to do with your time.
I guess, but it's
money. There's no OTBs anymore.
Oh, my God.
So I got to do something.
How often do you actually cash out stocks you buy?
It's not that often because, I mean, most of the stuff I have is like blue chips. Like, if I buy something like
Mr. Blue Chip stock.
Well, stuff that's not going
blue
away.
Blue Chip Chris.
Sprint and Ford, they're not going away. I own a lot of those. I mean, this one has been doing pretty well. Hold on. Let's see where it's at right now.
I own blue chip stocks. I own...
Yeah, this weed stock that I bought a lot of, and I bought it at like 0.001 cents, is now at 30 cents, so I'm doing all right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I bought...
Get out!
No, it's still going up. It's been going up consistently. That's the symbol is MJNA. I bought it a few years ago. Or whenever somebody told me about it, I was like, just a weed stock? I'm buying that, bro.
weed stock is the new, like, fucking gold rush. Like,
people, I thought Bitcoins were the new gold rush.
Well, no, now like, all these, like, weed dispensaries, I guess companies like the ones you bought into, they're just now penny stocks, and people are just going nuts buying them. And some are, like, jumping, like, 1,700% or something. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, I mean, I guess mine did too. It was it was a penny. It was a penny stock. It was under a penny. Like,
I gotta get me some of those penny stocks. Definitely won't work out for me.
But that's what's good about them, that they won't work out for you.
Oh, wait. Nothing will work out for me because I make bad decisions on a regular basis.
What do you mean? You decided to do this podcast 6 years ago. Look how far we've come.
That's true.
We're a podcast.
Hey, we're on morelikeradio.com.
Exactly.
We're doing it.
We have Twitter followers that are so good that they destroy our competition.
Literally
destroy our competition. Not for nothing. Also, you should expect a package tomorrow.
Really?
Because big ups to Jason from Connecticut. He bought the first item off the Amazon wish list.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's a surprise.
All right, I'll open it with you and Johnny here.
Well, Johnny's dead. So we're going to have to figure out what
I guess we'll bury it with him?
Yeah.
Or fuck him with it if it's that dildo that was on the list?
We can still bury it with him in his ass.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, we could fuck his mouth and his ass.
The whole...
You think we can make a corpse come? That's my question to you.
I mean, if you try hard enough, where there's a will, there's a way.
Maybe, I don't think so. I think all the jizz leaves you after you're dead. Your body stops making it.
But I think your dick gets hard because of rigor mortis.
Yeah, but there's no jizz. This is a terrible conversation to be having. That's all you have to say.
Well, I don't think the jizz leaves you. Does it dry up that quickly? I mean, he just died.
Well, according to you, I mean, he should have been dead a long time now. And God knows when people are listening to this, you know?
That's true. It could be I mean, if they're listening to this too far in the future, you've already gotten your package.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me that you have a Craigslist fishing ready to go?
I do. It's actually, it's an homage to fromage.
All right.
If you will. It's for the Swiss cheese pervert.
Here's the intro.
Hey, Chris, what you doing over there?
Well, I'm just Craigslist fishing.
That's some sick production, bro.
It's pretty good.
All right, so what's up? Explain to everyone how Craigslist fishing works.
Okay, so I put up an ad saying something horrible. Like, we're not going for the long con. We're not catfishing. We are just Craigslist fishing.
We post on Craigslist.
Just an ad with something bizarrely sexual. We've done things where young lady, I pose as a young lady. I put up a picture of an unattractive young lady. And
we solicit responses from
exactly.
The people of Craigslist, the users of Craigslist. We want to see how desperate, weird, and sad the people of Craigslist will get.
And they are very desperate and sad.
Awful, awful, and awful.
Many of them are older married men whose wives won't fuck them anymore, which I found out with this one.
Yeah, and they're, you could say, what the worst things possible, and they're all into it.
Yep.
They don't care. And every time we say no dick pics, and Chris is just staring at lots of hard cock, which I'm starting to think he wants to.
Well, I actually got some girls. I put up two ads. I put up a women for men and a women for women.
This is pretty dope. All right, give us the ad.
Okay, so now it's just I slightly reworked the we read it on the last week's show, the Swiss cheese pervert, the guy who was putting cheese on his dick and asking girls to touch it.
Yeah.
I reworked his Craigslist ad that we found, and it's a picture of this young lady right here that I a stock photo, and it says, "I've always thought of myself as a lesbian with little luck. I have a big heart, and it was crushed time and time again by my own sex. That and a very strong sex drive. While I am lucky, I never became a rapist. LOL.
Huh.
My fetish grew out of desperation for sex with a woman. I started to compare girls to cheese." Due to our milky complexions, girls are soft, smooth-feeling, and tend to like dairy products more. That and typical advertising, always using a girl to advertise dairy products. So cheese is what I started to use as a replacement for having sex with girls.
This is odd.
I tried many different kinds of cheese, but settled on Swiss as the best. First and foremost, if ever a picture of cheese is used, most of the time they use a representation of Swiss cheese. But also because of its eye patterns, texture, and the way it feels inside me. I would like to find a man willing to eat soft, smooth cheese out of me, please. Now, the only things I changed from these Swiss cheese perverts is I turned this girl into a lesbian instead of a dude who had little luck with women. I obviously used a different picture.
Yeah.
And I added this line at the end. I would like to find a man willing to eat soft, smooth cheese out of me, please. And I put the weight. He said it feels against me. I put it feels inside me. So that's all I changed from his. Now, if you recall, he got zero responses for his Craigslist ad. Also, no takers when he took it to the streets.
Odd.
I, however, got hundreds of responses.
Filled the old mailbox up, huh?
Yeah, I set up a new email account with a cheese pun in the name of the email so that I like to make it very obvious that I'm fucking with people and see how many people stick around.
Sure.
So, do you want to start with some of the one-offs, or do you
want... Give me some one-offs.
Want some one-offs. Okay. Let's see here.
Because I like a nice one-off, because those are the ones that really I find odd, or just some guy just saying,
some of them
please.
Don't... Some guy, this guy here, I'm totally down with your, here's a good one. I am totally down with your fetish and originally from Vermont. I can easily see how it turns you on. However, I am partial to cheddar, in parentheses, Vermont, of course, and wonder how that would taste from your pussy.
What?
If I cover my cock with your cheese juices, will you lick it all up?
Jesus Christ. So what'd you say to him?
It's a one-off. I didn't get to him. And his picture was not a dick pic. It was a picture of Vermont cheddar.
All right. This guy's going the extra mile.
Now, I had guys
he's
that
being creative.
I sent things to where I was saying things like, I'm a real whiz at this online dating, and they just weren't getting it.
Give me another one-off.
Okay.
Because these things.
Well,
here,
we're still
happy.
Getting new ones. This actually came in this morning. I haven't checked this in a few days. I did this earlier this week. Environmental engineer, I would love to eat soft, smooth cheese out of you.
Ugh.
Exactly. Some of these guys were just giving me. This is my new thing when I do this.
Uh-huh.
To try to see how quickly I can get somebody to give me their address.
Did you get any addresses?
Oh, I got 6 or 7.
Sorry, see, I think you're getting a little bit too much into this, Chris.
No, it's kind of where now it's just like I just like to get these guys out because I like to see how depraved these people, like, just jerk off. Like that's the moral of Craigslist fishing is when you're thinking about taking it to Craigslist, just don't, because I could have just gone and murdered these people.
Yeah.
Very easily. Like I did to Johnny.
What?
Nothing. But anyway, so this guy.
I thought like the sound you said you killed John.
No,
right, go,
no,
go,
I,
go
I,
ahead,
I
go, go, go on.
So I'll ask people things like, "What's your favorite cheese?"
Uh-huh.
And they'll be like, "Swiss." And I'm like, "Oh, you just said that because I said it in the ad." And then just like one guy wrote something. I wrote, "Well, you didn't say anything about cheese." He's like, "I like cheese and I like pussy. Let's do this."
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, give me a couple of ones where you got you worked the dudes.
Okay, let me. Well, it's in this folder here.
Because I just this is so fucking funny to me. Of these poor bastards who are just lonely and horny.
Okay, so this guy, "I love eating cheese. I'll eat it all out of you. What's your favorite cheese pairing? Besides pussy, LOL." I find if you put LOL and a lot of dots after it, you get a quick response.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, oh, shit, she's leading me on.
She's actually right. Flirting.
Yeah.
I like it. And then he writes, "Chest, lips, all over, babe. How about you?" And just like nothing sexual, like a nice Pinot. And then this guy's just like, "Can I get some pics?" And I was like, "No, talk to me more about cheese."
Nah.
"I need your pic." "No, I can't send a pic yet. I need your pic." I guess he's fishing for pics.
Yeah, this guy wants to jack hard.
Yeah, let me see. Here's one with, there's a lot of messages.
You don't even know what the hell you're doing. You're just talking to strangers on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Posing as a woman.
Okay, here's one. I asked him what kind of cheese he likes, and he writes, "I like American cheese, ice cream, vanilla, or strawberry," which aren't cheeses. But, you know, like I said, I like to fuck with these guys and just let them know that I'm fucking with them. So I wrote back, "That will make my fromage hole shiver."
Oh.
Not sexy at all.
No.
He's like, "I wouldn't want that to happen to you. The ice cream will probably melt anyway." I asked him where he lives. He gives me his address.
Oh, perfect. Of course.
Exactly. He can't travel.
So where does he live? Just give me, like, whatever, the city.
The Bronx.
Oh, shit.
And the name I used for the actual email name, which comes up when these guys email back, was Castel Rosso, which is a cheese. It's an Italian cheese.
All right, this guy knows what he's doing. I think this is the winner. This guy should be the one this fake chick or you are sleeping with.
Oh, no. There's a guy who said that he would let me grate a little piece of him off and keep it in my purse.
That's terrible.
Because I said I get into grater play.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
You've taken this too far is what's happened.
I mean, I don't think this is as bad as the chemical burn vagina one. That was pretty bad.
No. I'm not talking about the posting. I'm talking about you jumping into this thing and leading dudes on. You understand you're just leading dudes on. There's guys like jerking off to your emails.
Oh, yeah. Probably. But they shouldn't be jerking.
No, definitely. There's no probably about it.
Who jerks off to a picture of an unattractive girl?
I'm sure.
And me talking about eating.
Dude, people fucking jerk off to milk nymphos, as Johnny likes to point out. They'll jerk off to just a picture of a broad.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, I know it's true. That's why I'm saying it.
Here's a guy who starts off by saying, "This is a little strange, but I love eating pussy. Are you interested?" And I write back, "Would you be into eating stinky cheese?" And he goes, "What kind?" I said, "I've been putting Gorgonzola in my backside."
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then he asked me, would we have intercourse? And I was like, "No." And he gets back to eating cheese out of my ass. He seems like he's into it.
Yeah.
This
is getting sexier and sexier.
Then he gives me his address up in Westchester, but tells me he's married, so I can't come there. So I don't know why he even gave me the address.
Yeah.
Some of these guys
He's a creep, that's why.
He is a creep. You're right.
Oh, I know I'm right, man, because we might have to stop this bit because it's weirding me out.
Here's one.
Oh,
here's
God.
A good one.
Okay.
So I get this guy going for a while. He asked me what I get out of it.
Uh-huh.
He says it's
hard.
Not-
hard is what you should fucking email him back. I'm a dude and I'm hard while I'm doing this.
That's true. But he says, "Sounds intriguing to me. What do you get out of it?" And I write back, "Jesus Christ. It makes me come so hard."
It's a good cheese. You got good cheese puns going.
Exactly. And then I tell him that I carve toys out of Parmesan, out of hard Parmesan, and fuck
so
myself with them. And then ask if he would take one, and he says yes.
See, if Johnny was here to see this, he'd be so sad.
If Johnny was here, I'd be showing more dick pics because he gets very upset when I show the dick pics.
I haven't seen a single dick pic, and I don't want to see any dick pics.
I'm not saying you do, but I'm saying that you don't freak out if you see a dick pic.
I'm about to freak out right now because you've gone native. You've gotten real weird on me.
This is a topical news story. This was a huge. The Swiss cheese pervert is out on bail right now.
Is he?
He is.
Good for him.
Exactly.
I hope he gets through this so he can just keep doing this, you know? Ride another day.
I mean, I don't think he's going to stop.
Well, Chris, this has been another great edition of Craigslist Fishing.
I didn't even show you the girls yet.
Okay. You guys, we're almost out of time, actually. So you guys, show me a girl quick.
All right. Give me a second. I got to sign into the, because I have two different emails.
Of course you do. So just weird lesbians were contacting you as well?
Really only one. Only one got into it, but then she was smarter than all the dudes because immediately she was like, send me a pic. I was like, no, just send me some more of yours. And she was just like, send me a picture of you giving the middle finger or I don't think this isn't a dude.
Nice. Pick or it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Tits or get out. That's exactly what I always say.
So these lesbians, far smarter than these men. That just goes to show you that jism inside your balls makes you insane.
No, it makes you retarded.
Yeah.
It brings about autism.
Why
to bring
is
it back
signing
around
in? What the fuck is up with this?
You
internet?
Have 3 minutes to show me some women that want to eat.
Well, I'll just show
cheese.
You one. One chick just straight up sent me some naked pics. I haven't checked this in a while either.
Your fucking email doesn't even work. I think you're lying about this.
This is your computer.
You are lying about this, and you're making me look like an idiot.
I'll forward you the emails. I'll tweet the emails.
You've been listening to High Society Radio.
Oh, you're a piece of shit. You're not going to let me log on to this thing? I'm trying again.
At HS Radio Show is our Twitter account. At HS Radio Show. Facebook.com/High Society Radio. We had some technical difficulties at the end of the show.
That was a big reveal.
I know.
I was going to show you some tits and some dicks to piss off dead Johnny's ghost.
Please. Bronx Johnny, rest in peace.
Pour out a little amaretto sour for our man Bronx Johnny.
He loves an amaretto sour.
Well, he did.
That's his drink.
It was his drink.
It was his
He's
drink.
Dead.
He's dead. We're alive. We're gonna keep his memory alive.
I hope not.
No, we are.
I thought we were changing the name to the Chris and Chris Show next week.
All right, Chris and Chris Show next week.
We're more like radio, 7 p.m. next Friday, the Chris and Chris Show. New production, everything.
Yeah, we'll have a totally new sound. Totally new... everything will be totally new. Just trust me.
I'm glad everything will be new.
All right, so for right now, it's High Society Radio. At HS Radio Show. Facebook.com/High Society Radio. Find us on iTunes. Just search New Trash City. Our website is newtrashcity.com. Look, I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley. Rest in peace, Johnny.
It's your man, Zombie Bronx Johnny.
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Say goodbye.